There's a very short piece here in Tanna Dvei Eliyahu, Siman Vav in Perek Beis. It says, Davar Acher Ve'ila Divi Davar Acharina. So Eliyahu Navi is commenting on these words, Divi Davar Acharina, the last words of Davar HaMelech. And he says here, Mavishoyin Imin Bo'im Chet Va'avon, Af Acharin Imin Ben Chet Va'avon. Just like David HaMelech's earlier deeds, his actions, there was no chet and avon. Even the later ones, the one with Bathsheba, also, ein bahem chet va'avon. That the Gemara says, "Kol oimer David chata, eino ela toya." Anybody who says David was chayte is making a grave mistake. Lakach nemar. That's why it says, "Ve'ela divi David hachreina." These are the last words, so to speak, of David. Noom David ben Yishai, so says David ben Yishai, Noom ha-gever hukam ol. These are the words David calls himself, the gever hukam ol. The man who is hukam ol, that he places an ol on himself. Eliyahu Navi teaches these words, ha-gever hukam ol, ha-re limeid shekibel alav ol Torah ve'al mitzvahs. The David HaMelech was makabel upon himself, the ol of Torah and the ol of mitzvahs. And Hashem says, "Mas charcha lefanai." What is the reward for this, David HaMelech? Shetikari, that you should be called Mashiach Elokei Yisrael. Uneim Zmiras Yisrael. I was only with Tzuriel this afternoon that it says in Zera Kodesh, "Va'atem tiyu mamleches kehana v'goy kodesh." The Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, that you will be a nation for me, which is the Goy Kadosh. Mamleches Kayanim Goy Kadosh. And the Rav Shitzer notes that the Rashi Tevos of Atem Tihyum Li Mamleches Kayanim Vav Tav Lamed Mem Chav spells Malchus. And explains that this Darga, which is called Mamleches Kayanim, that we are allied into the nations, that we reach this level called Mamleches Kayanim, is because we're makabel upon ourselves l'malch shemay. And the Rosh Tevus of Malchus is teaching us that in order that a Jew should reach this level of what Hashem wants for him, it's essential that a Jew be makabel l'malch shemayim upon himself at all times. Of course, this is the whole union of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which is the essence of Torah, is really an act of Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. If a person proclaims HaKadosh Baruch Hu's oneness, but he's not mekabel upon himself the Malchus of Hashem, then essentially that declaration, that understanding of Hashem's Achdus is Chaser, Minei Bei. And the way of Tzaddikim is that every single moment throughout the day and as much as possible, they look for opportunities to once again that they're makabal upon themselves l'malch shemayim, they're makabal upon themselves l'malch shemayim. Something which they repeat frequently throughout the day. That's why the Torah says we have to say Shema so many times, because it's not enough just to say Shema to be makabal once, that in each and every different kufa of the day, Hashem Yisbarach wants we should makabal upon ourselves l'malch shemayim, l'malch shemayim. And that's the secret, that's the recipe for malchus. And that was what we see here from Eliyahu Navi, that David HaMelech refers to himself as the Gever Hukam Ol. And Eliyahu Navi teaches this, that he is the man, this is how he describes himself, he's a man who's makabel upon himself Ol Torah Ol Mitzvahs. You would think that the quality of a Melech needs to be somebody who knows how to lead, that he has to go to a king school and to be taught what it means to be a Melech, and how to run a country, and how to run a Medina, how to hold yourself with proper posture, to wear the crown just the right way. No. David HaMelech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose him because he saw in his heart that he was constantly makabel to be an Eved Hashem, to be an Eved Hashem, to be an Eved Hashem. And he says the person who's the biggest Eved Hashem is going to be the Melech. That was the criteria of Hashem. That he's makabel o malchus shemayim. And that's what he says. Maschar chalafana. You know what you get for this? Mashiach Elokei Yisrael. And that's one of the defining qualities of Mashiach. And truth is, every single Jew has an akud of Mashiach. And what we see from here is Eliyahu Navi is teaching us, right, about David HaMelech, who is also associated with Malach HaMalka. This is his Suda. is that the way that a Jew is Megala his Nakudas Mashiach, Mashiach Elokei Yisrael, is through Kabbalah Samach HaShemai. Parenthetically, I'm remembering Mashiach Elokei Yisrael, excuse me, Mashiach Elokei Yaakov is Gematria Shofar. Because the Shofar is what we do to be Mekabel Malchus Shemaim. Right? That's what the Shofar is. It's Rosh Hashanah, it's the day of Malchus. And when we hear the Shofar, that's the moment that we're Mekabel upon ourselves, Malchus Shemaim. By Har Sinai, there was the Shofar, it was Kabbalah Malchus Shemaim. And we begin every single year, Rosh Hashanah, with that Shofar, with Kabbalah Malchus Shemaim. And really, it's supposed to go with us the entire year. And every day we have to say Shema at the beginning of the day because we have to start off every day with Kabbalah Samach Shemaim. And the truth is, Motzei Shabbos as well. It's very apropos. It's the beginning of a new week. It's the Zman of Davin Eliyahu Hanavi. What we learn from here is that going into the new week, entering into this new tkufa of a new vach, so the way that we begin, all good beginnings come from Kabbalah Samach Shemaim. Like we said from Ablei B'Lah, the first thing he said in the morning he woke up, Ana Avdu the Kutcher B'Richu. Accept upon myself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus, I'm an Eved Hashem. To be zeicha to a true and meaningful Kabbalah Samach Shemaim, all of our days to be zeicha to be megala our nekudas Mashiach and to be Mashiach Tzidkenu.